He said in a low, still voice, won't you come sup with me? But I was so rebellious, and I pushed him away. I said, Lord, wait till I get old. I'm too busy to talk today. A few more years went rolling by, and I went on my way. But the Spirit said, I'm still here. Please don't turn me away. So many things I did were wrong, and yet I didn't seem to care. But Jesus, by his sweet mercy,
yes,
said, child, I'm still right here. One night I saw the bride, and how happy they seemed to be. And I made it up in my heart, with them I'd love to be. I called upon our Savior, saying, Lord, have mercy on me. Forgive me, Lord, I've done you wrong. Would you please come sup with me? After many long and sleepless nights, sweet Jesus heard my plea. He said, my child, my precious child, I'll come in and sup with thee. Here's you a very precious robe and new shoes for your feet. Now come, my little precious lamb, come in and sup with me. Now years are rolling by again, and I'm happy along my way. And often I think back in time of that sweet precious day.
Sometimes
I cry right out loud, oh Lord, how I thank thee for saving my poor lost soul and coming in to sup with me. Now sinners, I beg you, please hear what I have to say. When Jesus knocks at your heart, please don't turn him away. Just open up and let him in. He's so full of mercy, you will see. And you'll be oh so happy the day you sup with thee.
And I thought about that. I woke up this morning and I was thinking about that. Thought about on the way down here, Solomon, he didn't ask for riches and all this other stuff, but he asked for wisdom. God, just increase my wisdom. You see, brother, that's what I want to do. I want God. I want to God. He told him this way. He said, I don't even know how to go in or come out of the town. But he said, increase my wisdom. And here's what, and the first thing that Solomon had to deal with, the very first thing he had to deal with, and if that would have been Gary Compton dealing with that, I'd have made the awfulest mess ever was now. But Solomon looked to where his help come from, and if these brothers get blessed here in a minute, then you better look to where their help comes from.
Amen. Lord, help me, God, I pray.
Great I am to ask him to bless him. But these two women the Bible spoke of, they come to Solomon now, put him to the test, and they come to him. And they said, last night, one of them began to tell, last night while I was asleep now, me and this woman, we both have children, and while I was asleep now, she rolled over and killed that little baby now.
Lord, help me, God.
She killed my child, and listen, and while we was asleep, she took her my dead child, and she took my child and was alive.
Help me, Lord.
He looked at her. The other woman began to say, no, that ain't the truth. That ain't the way it happened. While we was asleep last night, this woman now, she rolled over and she killed her child, and she also took my child and replaced it. Now, Solomon looked at him. And he looked at his servant and this way for the squire. He said, bring me a sword. Bring me a sword. And I went to Tom Boland. He said, I'll take care of this now. And listen, and I wonder what they thought in their minds. Why, what's this fella going to do now? And they brought the child in. And he laid the child down upon the table now. And he took that old big sword. And he got that sword. And he said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to cut this child in half. I'll bless you half of it. And I'll give you half of it.
You knew the real man. Speak up.
Yeah. No.
This one's mother said, no. Don't you do that now. Spare that child now. Take this child now, Brother Jerry Mann, and give it to this woman over there. And this other woman sitting there, she said, cut it in two now. Go ahead and cut it in two. That's the way to do. I'll take half and she'll take half. And Solomon looked at him. Here's what he said. Yeah, right here's the mother. Here's the mother giving the child to that mother. Now listen, that was using wisdom. That's the way we ought to think before we speak.
Yeah.
We ought to pray before we take a step. We ought to ask God to guide our footsteps. I'm not just talking now on Sunday. I'm talking every day of the week. I found out. Listen, God wants us to be a Christian 7 days a week.
There you go, Brother Harry.
We should be engaged in prayer 7 days a week.
Yes, sir.
We should have our brothers and sisters on our mind and in our heart.
Amen.
7 days a week.
Absolutely.
I know there's times that I woke up, Brother Jerry. God's woke me up and I couldn't understand it. Get up and pray. I've got right out and went into the living room, got right down on my knees. God, I don't know what the purpose is.
I don't know
what the reason is, but you give me a mind to pray for this one.
Amen.
And then the next day or two, I run into them. And I said, Brother Gary, I started to call and wake you up. I was feeling so bad, but I wanted you to pray for me. And I said, well, listen, God already came. God woke me up. I couldn't get it off my mind.
Brother.
I don't know. But now I understand.
Amen.
Now I understand. Do what God bids you to do.
Yep.
Whatever God bids you to do, you do it. I got up one day, brother. Left the little church I used to belong to, little Nancy. Couldn't get it off my mind. Went over to the Long Folk Church. My wife said, honey, what are you going over there for? I don't know, but God's laid it on my heart. I've got to go. Well, she said, you know you're leaving your home church. Yeah, but I've got to do what the master bids me to do. I got outside, Brother Jerry. As soon as I opened the front door, two brothers pulled in. Brother Compton, where you going? I'm going over to Long Folk. Get in. That's right where we're going. I got in their old truck. We got over there when church was over with. I was closing service out with old Brother Monroe Jones. Publishing opened the door of the church. I said, the church door is open. Here come a little brother, old Brother Bill Johnson. Belongs to the Indian Bottom now. Come and offer himself to the church. Brother Monroe said, tell now what the Lord's done for you. He began to tell. He said, the Lord saved me last week. And I went to bed last night. And he said, God, If you save my soul, send Brother Gary Cupton over here tomorrow to baptize me. I had no idea what was going on. But when I got there, when he told that, Monroe looked at me and he said, now, there is reason. Do what God bids you to do.
Be happy too, Brother Gary.
Now, I told you I'm praying for wisdom every day. Now, God's given me some more wisdom. I'm going to sit down.